Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
I said, "Hey, baby, you want a piece of me?" You know what she said to me?
Are you ready to rock?
Here we go!
Go, go!
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
Oh, God. New blazes. Out of radio business. I put up with your shenanigans out front for a week, Mr. Brown.
Green.
All right, Mr. Green, what do you want now?
I'm your DJ, man.
For you, call the police.
God damn, y'all got some hospitality issues around this mother.
I've been hoodwinked.
You are out of your mind. You think I'm gonna put this person on the air,
sir? I know this is unorthodox.
Unorthodox? It's insane.
Sir, hear me out. This man has a unique voice. I just have a feeling.
I have much more than just a feeling.
Sir, we need to put somebody on the air in the next 2 minutes or we go black.
Black, black, black. All right, one show, one shot. I want you on the air with me. You can introduce him. I'll be watching and listening to every word, young man. You watch your language on the air.
Yow's on.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, welcome once again to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, along with my good buddy and co-host Magic Matt, and our exec producer Todd Sheets in the Batcave, and we're here again. That's right, 2 weeks in a row with a new show for you. Matt, real quick, NFL news. You were just asking me off air if the Chiefs were ever going to lose, and you made a statement that's very important for Kansas City Chiefs fans to take note of, because if you're living in a dream world right now, Matt, what is the situation with the Chiefs?
They have played about the easiest schedule in the history of mankind. Take this from a Dolphins fan whose team went a very smoke and mirrors 11-5 a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
These things happen.
It's true, and it's funny that I put down $20 for the Chiefs to win the world to win the World Series, to win the Super Bowl for somebody from work when I was in Las Vegas. And if they do go to the Super Bowl and win, the odds were 18-1. Still, the Chiefs. That tells you something right there. Chiefs start out 5-0 when I'm in Vegas. I think it was 5-0, 4-0, 5-0, whatever it was. The odds are still, in fact, the Chiefs had just, I think, won their fifth in a row, I believe. And the odds were still 18-1.
Okay.
So they're only going to win $360 additional dollars if the Chiefs do go on to win the Super Bowl.
18-1, huh?
Is that good or bad? That's not that great, is it?
That's not, well, it's not great, but it's not horrible
it's
either.
Middle of the road.
I expect it to be a lot higher for a team that came off of, what, 2 wins? Was it last year they win 2?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about Vegas, but I know that if you would have bet that $20 at the beginning of the season before the season started, it would have been a lot more money. A lot more money, right? Right?
Like, yeah, I would assume so.
Like 100-1 or something like that, probably.
Yeah. You know. I'm assuming so.
Yeah. But anyway, that's your NFL. We don't have anything new to report this week based on our little predictions, do we? I don't think so.
No, except that you did pick that the Chiefs would only win 8 games this year, and I did pick 9. So technically, 2 more victories and I win.
Yeah, well, and in all honesty, I actually had a much higher heart. I don't remember if I said this on the show or not, but I actually felt they could do a lot better than what I was predicting, but I just didn't want to go all out. So I never would have been that guy to put down $20. So
you don't want to do anything stupid like in another one of our bets where we picked our favorite team's win total for the year and somebody picked the Dolphins to win 11 games.
Oh.
Who was that? Going overboard.
Who was that? Was that you?
It's me.
How many did I pick for them to win?
9.
Yeah.
You're going to win that one.
I think I'm going to win that one. Yeah. Oops, that was not even on. That was like on the outside there. You know why that was on the outside? Because I have something more important to talk about today. So we got to roll some tunage. I've got the iPod. I've got my iPod Classic. It's like so classic. It's like spin wheel classic. It's got the wheel on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I've got one of those. Yeah. I've got one of those.
Yeah. And so we got lots of great things planned. We got some stuff we didn't get to last week. Got a couple of new things, more beer talk and stuff like that. But today I'm so excited. No honest Todd today unless we have to pull him out. Okay.
No, that's probably for the best.
I think it probably is because we had plenty of honest Todd last week on the show. and more beer talk. But first I want to talk about school. School. Matt, do they have a program in Iowa called Watchdogs for Dads for school kids? I don't think they do. I think it's a Missouri thing. Okay. Well, Watchdogs actually stands for, I don't know what the watch stands for. I don't think it stands for anything, but Dogs stands for Dads of Great Students. And what it does is it allows dads who want to participate to come to school for a half day or for an entire day, and they'll give you a schedule, and you'll go to different classrooms and just kind of help out for a half an hour. And so I did that yesterday, actually. Okay. Yeah, I had a nice time. It was really weird, though. I was actually really nervous about going back to school. I really, really, really was. Because think about it. When was the last time you actually... Well, you've been in school a little bit more than I have lately with your kids, okay?
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
But think how long it's been since you've actually gone to school and had expectations of you.
They weren't going to quiz you or anything there.
No, but
you think that you're going to have to pass a test or something?
Man, I'm a teacher's child. You know, there are expectations for me to be able to help these children.
You're thinking that you have something to do with their overall test scores, not just now, but throughout the rest of their academic career.
Kinda, a little bit. Yeah, I feel like it was important for me. So I wanted to go in and I wanted to do a good job. So the very first thing I did was I got there and I signed in. And they had this little system there where all the kids can earn paws. They're the Line Creek Lions, okay? So because they're lions, they have little paws that they can give out. Like, they basically earn these paws by doing good things. A teacher will give them a paw. It doesn't even necessarily have to be your teacher. It could be another teacher for seeing you do something cool or whatever it might be, and then you can turn these paws in for special things. Well, so my daughter, she's in kindergarten, so she's really into the paws, you know. So the very first thing they had me do is say, we're going to have you make some paws here for the first 15 minutes before you go to your first classroom. I'm like, all right. So they show me this die-cutting procedure that they have where you, like, stick the construction paper in with a rubber stamp, and then you pull this thing down, oh, I don't know, 4, 5, 10, 20 times, whatever, and you pull it out, and then, of course, the paws are just going to pop out. Well, she's like, hey, no, it's not really working that great, but it might be okay. Just put a couple in at a time. Well, it didn't work very well. And so I'm pulling out these paws that just aren't popping out, you know. They're about the size of the palm of your hand, you know. And so I had to find a pair of scissors to help cut them out. And I'm not a very good cutter. Not very good with the scissors. That's the big joke. We may have even told it on the show before with my mom that I failed cutting in kindergarten. I just was not good at cutting, you know. So some kids are going to get some mangled paws because I didn't do a very good job.
This paw got caught in a trap.
Exactly. That's what all my paws look like that I made. So
what do you mean, Mr. Westmar? Well, then you have to explain poachers and everything. I'm guessing they didn't ask you back.
Well, I'm not sure. That's just it. Well, there may be other reasons as I continue to tell the story as to why I might not get asked back. So my daughter, I was with my daughter's class first. I got to spend time with her. She was very well behaved, which was great because you never know for sure how your child's going to act when their parent is there. Mm-hmm. But she was great. Things went well. Gosh, I'm trying to think. There was one child in another class, because I went on to a first grade class and a fourth grade class and a second grade class and a fifth grade class and a third. By the way, those fifth graders are a hoot, let me tell you. I'll get back to that here in a minute. They think they're, you know, their S word don't stink because they're going off to a middle school soon, you know. But there was one girl in my second class that we were sitting down at a table doing something, and I was trying to read her name on her paper that she had written on there. And I said, I was trying to read it out loud, and I was like, I was trying to read your name. And some other girl goes, it's such and such. And I got to be honest, Matt, Todd, I can't even tell you what the name was. I wanted to commit it to memory. It was so screwed up that I couldn't remember it at all. And so when somebody else said, I repeated it. And she goes, the girl goes, yeah, like I was just supposed to know that was her name. And I'm just telling you guys right now, I don't know what it's like in Iowa, bro, but I'm telling you right now, in Kansas City, there are a lot of effed up names being put on kids out here. I'm telling you. What about you? Have you seen them?
Why would that be?
Are you being racist? Are you?
No, I'm literally asking, why would that be?
Well, why do you think it would be?
I don't know. Why would it? Why do you think it would be?
Let me go back to what I was asking. Are you being racist?
Oh, hello, dear.
Because maybe that's what you're talking about.
I'm just suggesting that maybe it's a different makeup, population
makeup. Well, this particular, that is true. This particular girl was, by the way, she was probably of some other ethnicity because she did have a little bit of a mustache growing in already. But, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just telling you right now that Presley is a very common name. In fact, I don't know if I've told you this, but there are two Presleys in Presley's kindergarten class.
That's hard to believe.
It's crazy. I know. So
weird.
Presley D and Presley W. But so that was going on. And then I'm trying to think of what else happened. Some good stories. The worst part was... Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, continue.
The worst part was lunch. But before we got to lunch, I got to go outside for recess with Presley. So that was nice. So we went outside for recess. She was playing a little soccer and running around. And by the way, the field at the school is much bigger than the field she plays on regularly. So she was really huffing and puffing up the field, let me tell you. But at one point, I'm kind of walking around with the kids, and I see one of the teacher's aides or whatever out there, instructing and directing and watching things. And she kind of waved to me and said, hi. And I go, hi. I said, I'm a watchdog, not a creeper. I'm not just walking through the school ground, She goes, no, I know who you are.
Like a vest or something.
We did. Actually, it's funny. I didn't know if I was supposed to wear the vest. They said you can wear it if you want to. You don't have to. I'm like, well, I won't be the dad who's too cool to wear the vest. I don't know if they all wear them or not. So I thought, screw it, I'll wear it. So I was wearing it. But the problem was I had my coat on outside, so you couldn't see the vest anyway, So that's why I made sure she knew I wasn't some, pedophile or something like that. So then, these days, you don't know. I mean, there's a fence all around the schoolyard, I mean, it's not like it was when we were in school, People can't get in, generally. And it was funny because I went outside to grab my wallet thinking I might get a chance to get something to drink out of the pop machine that was in the teacher's lounge. And I locked myself out and realized that I couldn't get back in without going back in through the office, and being buzzed in. So, it's a lot different than what it used to be. And you kind of realize these things when you spend an entire day, in a school. So now what hasn't changed is the food. Actually, I think it has changed. I think it's gotten worse. I think the food, I remember the food being better back in the day. It was bad. And what was worse was they didn't really have anything that I wanted anyway. And then the portions were like, I don't know how big they were, like finger size. They just weren't very big. So I didn't get to drink my usual water all day. I didn't get any extra caffeine because I didn't have time for a pop break or anything like that. I barely got any food. So I got this caffeine headache. My blood sugar's low because I haven't eaten enough. And it was just, although I still had a great time, I was definitely ready to go. By the time it was over with. So, yeah, lunch was the worst. I didn't get enough food, but I could stand
a couple. Well, that's a common complaint, I think, everywhere now. School lunches have been pretty much ruined.
Have they really?
Yep. Mm. I was just talking to someone else about that. When was it? Just a couple of days ago. Another parent mentioned the same thing. Their kids won't even touch the stuff.
Yeah, see, my...
it's just so...
And occasionally my daughter will. My daughter's still young, and I think as they get older, I can see where they're going to, be a little more picky than that. And it wasn't very, very attractive. But my favorite part, I'm trying to think now. There was a reading teacher that gave me a headache. as I walked into it was like a small classroom, and she had me go over with these other kids that were actually wearing headphones and watching like a story be read to them so they can kind of learn to read more and stuff like that. And was going to say. Then she was also conducting a class in the same small room with us with some other kids. And she was just like yelling. Like, it was like volume level, you know, way outdoor voice, you know, indoor. And I'm like the only one who doesn't have headphones on in there that's not supposed to be paying attention. And it was just, she gave me a headache. She was loud. And it was funny because my daughter knows this teacher. And I almost said something to her this morning about how, yes, Miss McCauley was really, I almost said, really freaking loud. And then I thought, maybe don't say that to your daughter in front of your daughter because it may get back to the teacher. So I said instead, really freaking nice, you know? Kind of, and then went over to Christy and went, really freaking loud, I said under my breath, you know?
Yeah.
But my favorite part, my favorite, so you guys don't have anything like this, huh? Nothing at all?
No. No.
I think it's a pretty cool program. And but the thing is, like I said, being a teacher's kid, I really tried to help the kids, you know? And I don't know that every dad out there is, I don't want to say capable, but I mean, some people, I mean, yeah, they know how to read. Yeah, they can probably do some of this math, you know, and that kind of stuff. But do they really know how to teach? Because knowing how to do this stuff and actually teaching and trying to help people without just giving them the freaking answers all the time, it's like you have to kind of know how to do that, you know. And I grew up around it, so it's kind of come second nature for me. I probably should have been a teacher, you know, in the first place. But so my favorite class was one of the fifth grade classes. I had three boys that were in fifth grade, and two of them were they basically all three of them had to bring their laptops with me over to a table and show me some stuff. This is one of the teachers. Some of the teachers just aren't prepared. They're just like, you know, hey, whatever, take your go, show him something. And some of them are really cool. I think the younger the teacher, you know, teacher's grade, I should say, the more enthusiastic they are about having the watchdog, you know, come in. So. But I had these three kids, and two of them were had mentioned that they are in whatever the gifted program is in, and that's why they were, you know, kind of behind on some things and didn't know what was going on because they had missed a class when they were supposed to start doing this. So the other kid was sitting in the middle, and he was kind of fidgety and just kind of a goofball. And, you know, there's every classroom has one or two, you know. And so at one point, you know, I said something to them about, you know, next year going to middle school. And also let you know that I let them know what year I was in the fifth grade. I made them guess. They all start with 1989. They think that's a good year to start with. I'm like, lower. 1977. I'm not that old. Come on. You know,
you were asking for that one. Come on.
Kind of. Yeah.
I can't blame them for that.
It took them forever to get to 1982, you know, but, yeah, it was a long time ago. And when I was in fifth grade, there was one fifth grade class in my school, you know, back when Sloan was still opened up there on the hill. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was my last year.
Forgot all about that.
Yeah, my last year there before I went to Washington. So, but anyway, so I said to him, hey, you know, I said, you're going to middle school next year, yada, yada, yada. And then this kid in the middle, this Nick, he just kept being a goofball. And I said, you know what? I got to tell you something. I said, when I get done with you here in a couple of minutes and you go back into your classroom, I suggest you tell your teacher that I'm giving a full evaluation, and my evaluation is that she's going to have you again next year. And the kid's like, that's not nice. And I go, oh, I was only kidding. And one of the gifted kids next to me goes, were you kidding? And I go, yeah. And then I kind of paused. I go, no. I said, I wasn't kidding. So if I don't get asked back, that might be one of the reasons why. But it was kind of funny. I mean, I think they got the humor. And that's what's cool about the fifth graders. They're a little more adult-y because they've got a little more conversational. They're, you know, that you can do a little bit more with them, you know.
Right.
So
yep.
That was fun. And the very last class, you'll appreciate this too, because I grew up pretty chubby. And so the last class had two fat kids. I mean, they were literally, I mean, like, they looked like Engelbert from or Engelpuke or whatever his name was from Bad News Bears, you know, just big, you know, kids, not really tall. Like, I was always tall and big, so I wasn't as wide as I was tall. I was just kind of just bigger and overweight. These kids were very, I mean, I felt bad for them, but I had affection in my heart for them because I know what it's like to grow up that way, you know. And they were both pretty smart, but and two, which is, you know, when you look like that, that's about all you got going for you, let me tell you, you know. You
better be able to carry on a conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. You better be able to really have a lot going for you.
Todd, I need you to fix Skype. He's sounding terrible. Todd?
Yeah, I wish I could.
That's okay. We'll just get him on the phone if we have to. No, we heard you okay. It wasn't that bad. I understood everything you said.
Okay.
Are you there?
Sure?
Are you there? Okay, you're there. Hello.
Yeah. I'm here.
No, I'm sure.
I think.
I'm sure. No, you're there. You're there.
All right.
You're there. But one of the fat kids was really squirrely. One of the fat boys was really squirrely. And so I said, are you doing this, just because I'm here, or are you always like this? And the other fat kid goes, no, he's always like this. And I said, all right, would you sit down? I said, stop being so weird. I did the same thing to a kindergartner. It was another kindergarten class. It wasn't my daughter's class, and I was in with their class for a while, part of them, just like four of them at a time, Mm-hmm. And one of them was just all over the place. And finally, I just turned to him. Remember, I'm turning to a five-year-old, trying to reason with a five-year-old, And I turned to him, and I say, are you this way when you're in Miss Stumm's class? He's like, no. And I said, so why are you doing this to me? And he just kind of paused and sat back and didn't really say anything for about 5 seconds until he got right back into it again, as to what he was doing before. I can't stop talking about it because it was a fun time. I'd do it again next year, and I will do it again next year because it makes me wonder what – I did get a couple compliments from the kids, It makes me wonder what other dads are like. And I know enough dads in their 30s and 40s to know – let's be honest, man. I mean, I know I like me a lot, but there's going to be some there that aren't going to be as good as me, don't you think?
I would imagine that you were definitely in the upper tier as far as entertainment value goes.
Thank you.
With those kids, I do not doubt for one second.
I mean, I aim to please. I like kids, and it kind of makes me sad sometimes looking at it and going, maybe that's what I should have been doing instead of pretend radio and drug business. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it doesn't pay as much.
No, not.
Well, it pays about the same as pretend radio.
That's about right. That's about true. What have you been doing, Matt? What's going on? Are you just staying really busy? Are you staying very AFCAR busy like? Are you?
Yep. I'm just standing up at my desk, doing a lot of work.
Hmm.
And then I, the huge.
The huge.
Got travel for soccer finally ends for us this weekend. It's our last tournament of the year, so we have about a month off. After this weekend, we play in the Halloween Havoc tournament down in Council Bluffs, and then after that's over, we're done until after Thanksgiving, until the indoor season starts. But I don't have to coach that; she's just playing
indoor. That's awesome.
Yep. So then we were down in Des Moines last weekend for the state cross country tournament race.
Good Lord!
Yes, she ran. She ran in that too.
Man.
Yeah. So I'm pretty busy with that middle child.
Man, we talk about our children a lot. And, I was thinking about this today. I was like, we talk about kids a lot, and I'm going to talk about this day at school. And if you think about our listening audience, how many of them have children? I kind of feel bad for them. I hope they appreciate, our talk.
They're probably fascinated by this conversation.
Something tells me they're probably not, but... Hey, would you turn my laptop up a little bit? I don't think it's loud enough. I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Listen, Walter, just because you shot Jesse James.
There you go.
Don't make you Jesse James.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? So, Breaking Bad ended. We didn't talk about that much, but I think we're both fairly satisfied with how it ended.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think it was great.
I think it also helped the royalties for the song Baby Blue by Badfinger, which is cool.
I'm sure it did.
Definitely. It was a huge after that on iTunes, I understand. What else is going on? Your Dexter ended, which I've not heard anything about, which is great because I still got about 6 seasons to go.
Okay.
My wife and I are very close to being done with 24 and caught up on 24 with the last mm-hmm. season of 24, which is great because it's coming back here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else are we talking about here?
How about The Walking Dead?
I'm caught up in The Walking Dead. I've watched the first two episodes. By the way, spoiler alert. So, I'm kind of so-so on it right now. I think it's going to be good. It looks like it's warming up to something pretty good. A little up and down for me here the last you know, a couple of, I'm like, what's going on with Rick? Seriously, what are we doing here? Yeah. I mean, why do we have to every season, like, Rick, I don't know. I can't fire a gun anymore. I'm sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. He's, well, you got to put yourself in his shoes, though. The guy's been through a lot.
Yeah, but he's had three seasons to get over it.
Well, three seasons, but, you know, it doesn't move that quickly in his world.
Well, it does for Carl. Carl's 7 feet tall. They have to keep chopping him off at the knees.
Special Forces Carl.
Special Forces Carl, no longer wearing the hat. Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't need that hat.
No, he's got the hair.
I'm fully convinced that Carl's going to be the only one that survives the show.
You might be right. Although, that'd be, I mean, Carl and Daryl, because they both got the same hair now.
Oh. They do.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. You know what's funny about somebody like Daryl, about Norman Reedus, is how can a guy look that greasy and disgusting, and yet, I got to be honest with you, even I'm kind of turned on by him. You know what I mean? And something about the attitude, you know, I mean, I know it's the attitude, but you know, it's like, wow, he's an attractive, greasy man.
You just want to be protected, just like all the ladies that are watching the show.
Yeah, I think. Norman Reedus, come home to Brad. Yeah.
I think I don't quite get that excited about him, but I think he'd be a cool guy to
hang out with and drink a beer.
If you're going on a run, maybe find a beer. Like they did, they did find some liquor at the couple episodes ago.
Yeah,
grab a couple and have them with him when you get back to the camp.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, yeah. That I wouldn't mind doing that. Sure, but he did. He seems like he's on a mission. He's like the black chick whose name I still can't get right over. I want to call her Michelle.
Michonne,
Michelle, whatever. It should be Michelle, but that's okay. Michonne doesn't make any sense. But when I think of her, I think of Michelle Ndegliocello, who sang "Wild Night" with John Mellencamp. Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
Anyway, we need to take a break here. Oh, wait. No. See, Breaking Bad. Blah, blah, blah. Walking Dead. So we're on Walking Dead. I've only watched one episode of Brew Dogs because I didn't really enjoy the first one that much, and I don't think you did either. Am I right?
You didn't. No, I really did.
You did
the
like
problem
it.
With it.
Yeah.
Is I don't get that channel. I don't get the Esquire channel. So I was only able to watch they reran the premiere episode on, I don't even remember, maybe it was Bravo or something like that where I caught it. But I did enjoy it. It was very entertaining, I thought.
Oh, well, I'm glad you liked it. Well, maybe I need to watch another episode or two just to see if maybe, you know, I don't know.
I liked it because it's kind of a newbie to the craft brew world. It was kind of informative for me.
Well, that's good. That's cool, then. Yeah. I'm glad. That's too bad you can't watch more of it, though. But no,
I know.
C'est la vie.
I went looking. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, too, I wanted to let you know. I pulled the plug on Low Winter Sun.
You pulled the? Did you even try?
I didn't even watch it.
You didn't even watch? Yes, yes.
No. We needed the space on the DVR. Well, we didn't need it, but it was getting low. Our space and available space on the DVR. So I had to cut something, and there's like 10 episodes of it on there. So just got rid of it.
I wholeheartedly understand. I've also got Person of Interest. I've not touched it.
Nope, me neither.
Yeah, see, you're thinking the same way I am.
No, I'm not going to get rid of that one. I'm going to watch that one. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
No, I don't know that I'm going to get back to it. I got to be honest. I got to be honest with you. I will tell you this. The chick that's now on there with him used to be on that Life show with I've been telling you about with Damian Lewis. And she is an attractive young lady, and I don't mind looking at her. But it's not enough for me to get back into the storyline. The storyline got so whacked. I just, it was like Fringe all over again, you know?
Oh, very good comparison.
I mean, what's going to happen next, you know? Something stupid. I mean.
Something weirder.
Yeah, exactly. Now the machine's got a mind of its own. You know, it's like, I don't know.
All of a sudden the machine's like moving furniture and that. I didn't get that.
Exactly. See?
Come on.
See?
Yeah. I'm hoping it kind of straightens itself out, though.
Well, you let me know if it does, and maybe I'll save them for a little. I'll probably save that for as long as I can, and you let me know if you get that far. But
all right.
And one more thing before the break, Toddler. Kevin Bacon thoughts here. You know, that show will be coming back here, probably the spring or something like that, after the first
probably
of the
after
year.
After the first of the year. Yeah. I bet they pair it up with 24.
Now, that could be. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Kevin Bacon, this is just something that came to my mind. I was seeing one of those really weird Kevin Bacon horror movies from the 80s, right around the Footloose era, I believe. And I'm watching this just for a few minutes while I was on the one of the ellipticals or whatever at the gym. And I'm like, you know what? Have you ever noticed how Kevin Bacon has always looked like he's 42? Like, even in Footloose, he looked older than he was, because he's got the anus eyes, kind of his eyes are kind of sunken in, you know, and his face is a little run down. And without that hair was the only thing that made him look younger back then in the 80s, that boofy hair that he had. But he always looked 42, even 30 years ago.
Yeah, you know? And now all of a sudden he looks younger.
Which is weird.
Yeah, he looks like a young 50.
Yes.
As opposed to an old 25.
25, exactly. I don't understand. Kind of like Benjamin Button or something. I don't know.
Kind of like, that's like LeBron James. When LeBron James is 50, he's going to still look exactly the same. He'll be like, man, LeBron looks really good for 50.
For 50. Hey, black don't crack. Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I believe we've got a special guest coming in. We'll see if I even have... I used to have those little people walking in noises, but I think I may have gotten rid of them. Isn't that terrible? Remember the footsteps I used to have?
Well, yeah, oh yeah. I don't Is that think... the door in the
yeah,
footsteps?
Yeah, I don't think I have them anymore. I got this one, though.
Goodbye.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Goodbye.
But I don't... I guess... No, I got this. Hey, remember this guy?
My buddy.
Oh, yeah. Does he still hate you?
He must, because I haven't heard from him in ages. Probably haven't taken him out to lunch recently. That's probably the problem.
Oh, Brandon.
It's poo-poo, man. Can't believe it. And then, you know,
I just shit my bed.
Yeah. I guess I don't have that anymore. That's okay, though. Hey, let's take a break. You ready, Todd?
I'm ready.
We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Trouble with constipation?
Huh?
Now you can have Mike Tyson beat the crap out of you. That's right. It's the new Mike Tyson laxative. So don't just sit there. Next time you're feeling a little irregular, just sign the insurance waiver and Iron Mike will rip you a new one.
This is gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me.
Use only as directed. May cause blurred vision, diarrhea, and unconsciousness.
Yo, mama, what up for lunch?
I'm sitting the bus stoop in a big ass can of spaghetti hoes.
That's what I'm talking about. Spaghetti hoes are the bomb, G.
Spaghetti hoes are delicious pasta shaped like little bitches in tangy tomato sauce. Sing it, Shigella.
Straight up. Uh-oh, spaghetti hoes. I'm down with that. Spaghetti hoes.
From Chef Boyardee.
Yo, keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and Todd Sheets here in the air chair. I got a... Here it is. Hey.
Oh, did you just drop an air chair?
Air chair, baby. And also, you know why? Because I got this song going on here. Here we go. Yeah.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror.
Yeah. And you comb your hair. See, what's cool about this, having the iPod here, is that we can reference a song. Michelle Indiglio Cello. I can play this song coming out of the break, see?
I heard that bass line on Megadeth's Peace Sells.
Oh, you did?
Kind of.
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
Do you know who did this song originally? Whose song this is?
I used to.
Go ahead, take a guess.
I don't know.
Neil Young. No, you're wrong. It's not Neil Young. No, it's not. It was... Van Morrison, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
But this version is actually better. Yeah. We played this on the radio together, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So during the break, you mentioned something. I texted you early this week about the World Series, and I said, and I tweeted this too. I said, it's really good to see parody alive and well in Major League Baseball, where two very non-large market teams that have never been to the World Series have made the World Series, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. Heartwarming. This is the worst case scenario for me. And I hated the final four teams. It was so bad that I was rooting for the Tigers, who are in the Royals division. Right. I have no business cheering for ever.
Right.
But I was actually rooting for them because I hated the other three teams so much.
You know, I'll be honest. I mean, I've been a Red Sox fan off and on for years, and I rooted for them in 2004 and 2007. But I'm not going to watch the World Series. I just don't have time to sit down and watch the World Series. I don't see it happening. I don't have the desire. So
see, it's still the World Series, so I will watch it. But I get so footballed out by the end of the weekend that I'm kind of. Well, anxious to watch anything else, so I probably will tune in.
That I understand as well. So it is what it is, and Dan, the man who can't, Dino Dan, who can't figure out where his allegiances lie. St. Louis, Kansas City. I like the Royals. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I like the Chiefs, but they're my Chiefs and they're my Cardinals. You can't do that. You can't pick one town for the baseball team that wins all the time, and one town for the football team that wins more. Kind of.
It's winning all the time for now.
Sort of, yeah. For right now. That is kind of funny, isn't it? my bad, yeah. Hey, let's do a little of this then. Let's transition and talk to my lovely ex-wife. Remember what she sounds like.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something?
So Batman,
Amy, have Matt check your mic there. You okay? Do a tap-tap.
Brad.
There you are.
Brad, can you hear me?
Hey.
Todd?
Todd, are you there?
We got you.
Okay. Amy Lou. Amy Elizabeth. How are you?
Bradley. Good. I've been busy.
What you been doing?
Oh, you know, just getting ready for my NASCAR fantasy draft.
You want to give us any tips?
And pick Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, why is that?
Because he wins, Brad. Duh. Okay. Do you play any fantasy sports at all?
No, I'm not very good at. I'm fantasy.
No, well, it's a lot of fun. You would think how much more fun could watching cars drive around making left turns all day be, and then realize, well, I could do this with my friends, and we could get points for each left turn they make.
So did you do that?
I don't know. No, my husband won last year.
I'll bet he did. How is Billy?
He's awesome. He's cage fighting. He's amateur cage fighting, you know, like usual.
Billy's real name is Kip, right?
It's Kip. Yeah, Billy Kip.
I just want you to know, Todd, that my ex-wife's husband actually looks like Kip from, what movie was that again? Help me out, Amy.
Napoleon Dynamite,
Todd.
Wow.
Dead Ringer. The hot one. He was the hot one in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, he was. Any other stories? Any stories about your brother?
Oh, my brother. No, he's passed out, as usual.
Passed out and drunk.
I think he's actually drunk more than he is not drunk. Or undrunk. Is undrunk a word?
Undrunk is a word now.
Yeah, he's drunk more than he is undrunk.
I like undrunk. That's good.
And he's in my fantasy NASCAR league. He's helping me set it up. He made a banner, but he only got N and then half an A on the banner for our draft, and then he passed out.
Passed out, yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know, I always had a sneaking suspicion about you and your brother, Brett.
You did?
Yeah.
Suspicion about what?
Well,
we's both awesome?
Yeah, it was something like that. I really... I'm trying to think of a sounder that I can play to help you understand it, but there's really nothing I can play. Let me just put it to you this way. I just kind of always thought you guys might have had a special, deeper relationship than what you were letting people know about.
With my hot brother?
Yeah. Yes.
I think I was, like, interested in my hot brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad, that's weird.
Your hot marine brother.
Not everything you hear about the South is true, Brad.
Most of it is, though, honey. Most of it is.
Maybe like 90% of it, but not all of it.
Not all of it. Okay. So what are we doing today? Why do we have you on the show today, Amy?
Well, Brad, as you know, I am on the Twitter.
Yes.
And I follow two people on the Twitter.
Yes, me?
No, not me. I don't care what you have to say,
you're
Brad.
Right. You're right. Sorry.
Jose Canseco.
That's right.
And Miley Cyrus.
And Miley Cyrus. A lot's been going on with Miley Cyrus lately.
She's been busy, Brad.
Yes. Yes.
And kind of gross.
So you don't like the new look? You don't like it?
I don't know what she's doing, Brad. She doesn't look anything like me anymore.
It's called twerking. Twerking. Twerking? Twerking?
I was twerking with my brother the other day. Is that weird?
You see?
Brad?
We're just practicing dance moves.
Now
you understand why I've always had this sneaking suspicion about you two.
Well, he was passed out when I was doing it.
That's worse. Yes.
Okay, Brad.
Yes.
Sorry.
So are we going to play another game then? Is that what we're doing here?
Yes, we're going to play our favorite game called Miley Cyrus or Jose Canseco.
Okay, well, then I guess without further ado, we'll let you take it away. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Amy with her game, Miley Cyrus or Jose Canseco. We'll play the very special sounder for you. Go.
Thank you, Brad.
Put your tiara on there. It's very good. Okay.
It's always on, Brad. No, this is what I'm going to do now is read tweets
okay.
from those two, and you have to tell me, was it Miley Cyrus that did this tweet, or was it Jose Canseco?
I'd let Todd play, but I don't think he knows who those two are. Do you, Todd? No, so I guess I'm playing with you only. Here we go.
Neither one of them spits blood or eats live animals, so I doubt Todd knows
or
who
has
they are.
Mets for pies. I mean, pets for or you know what I mean. I am undrunk.
Everybody knows he likes mice.
Undrunk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, number one.
Yes.
Damn, that's with 7 AMs.
Okay.
Stuck in the airport with some crying kids. Who said that? Was it Miley Cyrus or Jose Canseco?
There is no way. I mean, Miley Cyrus is a little bit wacky, and she does some dumb things, but she's not really. She didn't really say. Well, she's gonna say. That's got to be Jose Canseco.
That is correct, Brad.
Yay for
one
Brad.
For one.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Number two.
Yes.
Godzilla is in Japanese folklore king of all dinosaurs.
Wow.
What do you think, Brad? Jose or Miley?
Could you read it one more time, please?
Gladly. Godzilla is in Japanese folklore king of all dinosaurs.
Well, king of all sounds like something that Miley Cyrus would say, but I don't see her watching Godzilla or really being into Godzilla. This is a tougher one. I'm going to go with Jose Canseco.
Brad, you're 2 for 2.
Yay for Brad. Look
Good
at
job,
me
Brad.
Hey, guess what, Amy?
What?
Todd has his glasses on.
Todd wears glasses?
He does when he can't see.
It's because he's 55 years old, Brad.
Yes, he is. He's got glaucoma like Elvis. Got glaucoma.
Get out of here.
You got glaucoma, man? I got some. My boy. Okay, Amy, go ahead.
All right, Brad.
Okay.
If you're done with your Elvis, I'll move on.
I am.
All right. Can anyone tell me why some people love me and some hate me? It's the same reason why we have wars. Hey, Brad.
Yes.
Before we move on.
Yes.
Did you notice that when I said dinosaurs, it sounds exactly like the robot guy giving the tour in the beginning of Jurassic Park?
You do. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. That's just the way I say it, Brad.
Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs.
Man, it's just a cool way to say it.
That's very attractive, Amy.
Anyway,
could you
back
read
to
that?
This one.
Yeah, please read that tweet again.
Can anyone tell me why some people love me and some hate me? It's the same reason why we have wars.
It's the same reason why we have wars. Okay, that...
A religious figure?
That was... Well, no, yeah. See, that is... Exactly. That is a dumb statement right there. And that doesn't make any sense. Now, it's funny because some people love and some people hate. But I actually think that sounds like... something that Jose Canseco would say, and not Miley Cyrus, because Miley Cyrus, that wouldn't make any sense. I'm going to go with Jose Canseco again.
Brad, do you have my notes?
Oh, yes. 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 See, I'm
three,
getting...
3, 4, 3.
You can tell that I am undrunk because I'm like totally nailing these. I'm actually literally thinking them out loud, giving you reasons as to why I think, wow, maybe I'm just smarter. Maybe it's this vanilla I put in my Diet Dr. Pepper. I don't know.
Maybe you just need to lay off the batting practice, Brad.
I haven't batting practiced in a while. Just want you to know.
Okay. That's because you never do show anymore.
That's true. That's a good point, too, darling. That's a good point.
All right, Brad. All right. Let's move on.
All right.
Jose Canseco or Miley Cyrus said this: I will be appearing in Sharknado 2.
Jeez. Boy.
I would love to be in Sharknado 2.
Amy, you are Sharknado. Okay.
Man, that's so sweet.
No doubt about it. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, you know, and say that it sounds like something, since she really is an actress, that Miley Cyrus would say. I'm going to say Miley Cyrus.
Brad, that's wrong.
Oh, is it wrong?
Wrong.
I wonder if it's something Jose Canseco said tongue in cheek.
I doubt it, Brad. I think Jose will do anything for money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You should follow him on Twitter. He will literally do anything for money.
Oh, boy. So, when we're talking about Jose Canseco, okay, we're talking about this guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Yes, Amy, move on. I'm
sorry. All right, Brad. Yeah. Are we going to move on, or are you done playing with your little iPod there?
No, that's not my iPod.
Whatever, Brian. It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
All right, Brian. This is number 5. Number 5 is...
Yes.
If woman humans become hermaphrodites, men would be useless and disappear. Someone actually put that on the internet as an actual thought, Brian.
Say that again one more time,
if
please.
If woman humans became hermaphrodites, men would be useless and disappear.
God, I mean, again, that's got to be Miley Cyrus.
Brad, that's wrong. That's also Jose Canseco.
Gosh, you're killing me here. They're all Jose Cansecos.
So far, they are, Brad.
Has Miley Cyrus's Twitter feed been that bad?
Brad,
yeah.
Let's continue.
Okay.
Number 6.
Yes.
I pulled up a 300-pound bull shark, and a mermaid was watching.
What?
Would you like me to reread that, Brad?
Yes, please.
I pulled up a 300-pound bull shark, and a mermaid was watching. This person believes this.
Amy, you almost sound like Matt when you said that.
Right, he's sitting right next to me. He keeps laughing.
Okay. That's got to be Miley Cyrus.
Wrong, Brad.
My God. I keep thinking you're going to do a Miley Cyrus. You're killing me here.
You think Miley could pull up a 300-pound bull shark?
I don't know.
Well, you got to have muscles like Jose Canseco to do that.
That's true.
All right, Brad. Okay. This might be kind of a giveaway, but I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
Number 7. Mermaids travel with dolphins and whales and sea turtles for protection. The females have more body fat than the males.
Miley Cyrus.
Wrong, Brad.
Oh, God. Jose Canseco. What is going on with this guy? What is going on with you today?
Brad, this is kind of a trick question version of this show.
I guess so.
I'm going to ask you one more.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's an easy one. So you need this one to finish at 500 because you've missed 4 in a row.
Oh, my God.
I want to be the manager of the Cubs.
Well, logically, you would think that would be Jose Canseco. I just don't see why Miley Cyrus would be a Cubs fan, nor would she say so. I'm going to go with Jose Canseco.
That is correct, Brad.
Yay! Was that the last one?
That was the last one. Did you notice the theme?
I did. Every one of them was...
Everyone was Jose Canseco. You know why?
Why is that? Oh, did Miley shut down her Twitter feed?
No, Miley's feed is up and running, but all she does is promote that stupid new album of hers.
Oh.
Literally, it's like every time she gets one CD sale, she puts it on there, and that's page after page of that, Brad.
Folks, let this be a lesson to you. Do not use Twitter. Twitter is not a promotional area. Twitter is an information social media site. Please.
And good point, Brad, because her feed was boring as all get out. Jose's, as you can tell, is quite an entertaining read.
I love to hear from Jose. And Amy, always love to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to say goodbye to you now as well, okay?
Bye, Brad. It was good talking to you.
Good talking to you too, Amy. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, very good. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just walked her out. Actually, I just pointed at the door and said, go, please.
Very good. Hey.
She's the best, isn't she, Brad?
She's awesome. She's awesome. Yeah.
She is entertaining.
No kidding. Hey, instead of taking another break, let me see the rest. Hey, toddler, could you turn the lights on in here again, please? I want to finish reading these uncensored newbie guide for tasting craft beer that we did last week. I've got a few left that we didn't get to. I know we talked a little bit about the aroma, didn't we? Where I said smell the glass numerous times while look around as if the aroma notes are written on the ceiling of the brew pub. Yeah.
Yep.
Name drop things like piney, citrusy, resiny, and most importantly, grapefruit, even though you don't even know what grapefruit smells like. Be sure to use the phrase hints of while describing the aroma. They will totally think you know what you're talking about. Mouth feel. Swish the beer around in your mouth like you're using Listerine. Oh. Make analytical and inquisitive faces while chewing the beer like a racehorse. Okay. Point out how the foam sticks to the glass and name drop the term Belgian lace. That is true. That's called lacing. That is true.
Okay.
Make sure to use the word carbonation, which I do quite a bit, so people think you know what you're talking about. But it's true. I got one coming up here, I believe even tomorrow on the Craft Brew Crew, that it sounded like a frickin' pop when I was pouring it. You know? It's
really?
Too much carbonation, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Do a quick craft brew note from Sioux City, Iowa.
Yes.
I went looking everywhere. Literally everywhere for pumpkin beers in this town.
Yes.
And I swear there must be some sort of a contract in this town that you can only carry the same, like at most 20 different beers. Nobody had, not none of the liquor stores, none of the grocery stores, nothing.
That's awful. You have the worst beer selection in that town.
All that we can get for the pumpkin beers was the Shock Top and the
Sam Adams.
I can't even find the Sam Adams one.
Oh,
Lion Kugel doesn't have one.
That's right.
But it's the New Moon, or Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, yeah.
Yeah, the Blue Moon, which is good.
I mean, they're both okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're both good, they're but okay. I mean, I want something, just try something different.
Well, you need to get, like I said, you need to get some from the more smaller, craftier, you know what I mean? Like like some of the ones that I've been doing on the Craft Brew Crew and stuff like that. But, I mean, I would love for you to be able to taste some of these, but...
If I could find them, I know. I'd love to.
I know. Yeah. I feel
sorry
for you.
I said to vent my frustrations because I went out looking again today.
No, I know. It's going to be November soon, so.
I know.
You can't drink them in November.
Bummer.
So.
Can't you drink them like through Thanksgiving?
I think you could, yeah. No, you can. I'm just kidding you.
Because I'm going to.
I understand. I don't blame you. In fact, I was at the Quick Trip before I came here today, and they had a carrot cake cappuccino.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it wasn't actually. It was I taste tested it. I tasted
it. Oh, did you?
Awful. Yeah. Now their pumpkin spice is better though. Pumpkin spice cappuccino is better. Mm. So yeah. Tasting. Take a swallow and follow it up with an inquisitive face.
Does it say anything in there about going like this after you taste it?
Because I do that a lot, don't I? Yeah.
Yeah, you do a lot, and I get a huge kick out of it now. It's like you're doing it on purpose.
Bastard. Yeah, no, well, I'm going to now. Saw words, or use words like multi-sweetness, slightly bitter, up front, and back end. Oh, I've used back end quite a bit, too, which is really kind of strange for me to say something like that.
Gay.
Kind of weird, but
that's
right. Don't forget to end with a great blank finish. Great something finish. Overall, immediately take a picture and post to Untappd. Yes. 18. log on to Rate Beer and type in all of the above, and do not forget to include kind of disappointed but overall great beer in your review, which doesn't make any sense. That's funny. I do not do things on Rate Beer, though. Untappd's the only place that I do anything. Forget Rate Beer. Although I do go to Rate Beer to kind of check things out every once in a while to see what people have to say. But yeah, so there you have it. Now, we had another game that we were going to play, but I just don't feel like we have time tonight to play that other craft beer game. Maybe next week on the show we're going to do craft brewery or indie band.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I wonder how you'll do on something like that, Matt.
Probably terribly.
That'd be kind of fun, because I want you to know.
No, I might be all right.
Well, the same quiz that we're going to take next week on the show, I took for the first time, I just kind of ran through it really fast, just saying I'm not going to think about it too much. I got 4 out of 10 right. Really. I got 4 out of 10 right. Okay. So.
Oh, that's not good for me.
Probably. I don't. You might do better, though.
Doubt it.
You never know.
If you only got 4 out of 10 in that, you're going to smoke me in that game.
I just don't know. We'll see. Do you have any requests? Any requests for any particular, music or anything like that? Because I've got the iPod going here before we end the show. And right now we're going to play a little bit of. Oop, this here. This. This is my favorite John Lennon song. And I'm not a big John Lennon guy. Everybody's talking,
no one says a word. I'm not either, but. Everybody's making love. Sorry. No one really cares. Eh. There's Natchez in the bathroom,
just below the stairs. Dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk. Any requests? All of something happening. It's hard, isn't it, when you got a song in your head?
You could probably play anything you wanted. You know, you probably could play anything you wanted. Do you know why?
Why? Oh, I do know why, but you can't make me do that because I can't. Wait a minute. Now you freaking.
I threw it right back at you, Brad.
I know, but I had to put the thing back in the thing and then do this. Sorry. Yes. I know you can't get me on my own joke. You can't. Sorry, but nice try. You can't do that. No. It's not happening.
I hesitated.
Well, no, I knew the answer, but the reason I hesitated was I was trying to think of whether I could just push the button or not, and I couldn't push the button.
I flustered you. I'm sorry.
But I've only got one. I have to switch plugs back and forth when I'm on the iPod. I would have had to scroll up to Bon Jovi, and then that wasn't gonna work. Probably. Let me see something here. Let's see. Bear with me here. Do I have any Brad Westmore on here at all? Oh, look. Oh, here's a no. Those are clips that I use. Those are clips, audio clips from that I use for videos. So that's not going to work. Hang on here. I got something else. How about this? I think you know this song. We'll end on this one. Let's see here.
I'm frightened.
Don't be frightened. You sure took your time. Remember this?
It's Orpheus.
It's actually just me.
Is it?
Yep, I'm doing everything on this. Just hold on. A long time
ago.
Remember
that one?
Yeah. I think I gave your sister a copy of the cassette. But you believe in me again. I just want your love. I was back when I smoked. My voice is so high. This much talent, and Todd still has never asked me to do any music with him. He prefers to keep all the credit for himself.
Yeah, that or he's had enough of you.
That could be.
The acting.
You know who did this song originally? Remember?
No.
Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You covered a Nelson song.
I did.
That's street cred right there.
Well, somebody's got to have it. Look, I have no problem with Nelson. In fact, I have no problem just liking any music.
I love Nelson. They were awesome.
I thought so. In fact, here's
what everybody thinks.
Yeah, I mean, here's the. See here, Ty, get ready to close our. Oh, if I could keep one heart from breaking. Yeah. See. Keep
one heart. Nice. From
yeah. A big mistake. It'd be yours. Oh, they went kind of country, didn't they?
Did they?
I think they might have. Eventually. So they cut all their hair off. And for those of you that don't remember Nelson, they became famous. Well, first of all, why are they famous? Do you remember that, Matt?
Their dad.
Hey, let's see. Todd's on the phone. Todd's on the phone. What's this?
You're a nut.
Who are you talking to on the phone, Todd?
I got a call from my house, and I told him I was in the middle of doing your show.
Well, that's great. Go away.
Was it just a bunch of squeaking?
I need to get a mouse sound effect for this studio.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. What a great idea. Don't let me forget that.
All right.
Ricky Nelson's kids. Ricky Nelson was, wasn't he the guy on I Love Lucy? He played Ricky Ricardo.
You want me to look it up?
Please do. Who is Ricky Nelson? Okay. Was he the kid on I Love Lucy? I don't freaking remember. That stuff was stuff I never watched. I never watched I Love Lucy. Oh, I did watch I Love It to Beaver. And Gilligan's Island. Flintstones. And stuff like that. So.
You know, I hear this song. And it makes me wonder if it takes me back to my old, like, days of staying home for the summer and thinking that maybe Trickster is going to be next after this on MTV.
Hey, that's great. And I could have played a Trickster song too if it wasn't time to end the show. Trickster are good stuff too.
Do you have Trickster on your iPod?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait a minute. You know what? I actually had the CD sit. Remember when you came over and made fun of my house, all the CDs sitting on the desk?
Yeah.
There was two Trickster CDs on there.
Trickster had two CDs.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And but I haven't put them on the iPod yet, so they're not actually on the iPod. Please tell us about Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson, better known as
Ricky.
He's
Ricardo?
An actor, musician, singer, songwriter who starred along his family in the long-running television series The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet.
Oh, not I Love Lucy.
Yeah, but he also starred alongside John Wayne and Dean Martin in Howard Hawks' Western feature film, Rio Bravo.
See, I know I should know all these things, but some of that stuff is just so darn old that I didn't.
And he also placed 53 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 between 1957 and 1973.
The chicks dug him. He was a handsome man, I do believe.
Great head of hair on that guy.
Great head of hair. Made Elvis look like nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, three things?
Yes.
Can you? Will you? Could
sure.
you?
You're ready.
Please.
All right, number one.
Yes.
Brad's Elementary School visitation tip of the day. Don't wear a trench coat over your not a predator vest.
Exactly. Very nice.
Number two, Brad, Amy wanted me to tell you that the Miley Cyrus video for Wrecking Ball, I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No.
She basically swings along naked on a wrecking ball, licks a sledgehammer, things like that.
Yeah.
Like, reminded her of the early 90s. I don't know what that means.
God, no. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. And number three, it's just a sound.
Hey, it's a good beer. It's a good beer, all right? All right. Jiminy Christmas. You know, and also I'll give you one too. Number four, when you put your trench coat on to let people know you're not a predator, don't forget to put pants on under it. Yeah, don't forget. Yeah. Hey, whoa, you're so loud. Yeah. Magic Matt, thank you so much for being here, my friend.
Thank you.
Had a wonderful time as always. We'll do it again next week, and we will also want you to brush up on your indie bands and craft breweries, okay?
I'm going to cram up.
Cram it.
Be ready for it.
Cram it.
Yep.
Once again. Kind of sounded a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, and Todd Sheets, our executive producer, who said absolutely nothing today, but it was great to have you here.
Thank you.
You just give me a hand in the air. Hey, special ed. I am Brad Westmar saying thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. We will talk to you next week. Good night.